Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The Latin American news agency Prensa Latina and the Vientiane Times newspaper have signed a cooperation agreement to exchange information. The document will provide materials about Latin America to the LAO newspaper, founded in April 1994, with links with 50 news agencies and media organizations from more than 30 countries. Cuban Ambassador Ana Viant said that it will provide greater understanding and cooperation between the two nations. The Colombian movement of solidarity with Cuba expressed its strongest rejection of recent revelations about the existence of destabilizing plans orchestrated from the United States against the government and people of Cuba. In a statement, the community expressed its solidarity with the Cuban people in these moments of challenge and reaffirmed its commitment to justice, freedom, and the sovereignty of the peoples. It considered that this type of action showed flagrant disrespect for the independence of nations, the free self-determination, the principle of non-interference in the internal affairs of other countries, and the legitimate participation of Cuba in the international arena. The U.S. airline JetBlue will suspend its flights to Cuba as of September 17, generating reactions in sectors that today advocate changing President Joe Biden's policy towards the island. The reduction of JetBlue flights to Cuba is the first result of Donald Trump's policies to suffocate the Cuban people, the island's economy, which, as a consequence, also creates problems for U.S. companies, activist Carlos expressed in a statement by Prensa Latina Ribbon. The decision is another example of how normalization is not advanced under Biden. The co-chair of the National Solidarity Network with Cuba, Kaya Walsh, expressed on Platform X. The solidarity movement with Cuba and Bolivia carried out an unprecedented action as part of the campaign against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States, activists assured. From the Department of Santa Cruz, they established an online conversation about the Puentes de Amor project with the fundamental objective of meeting Carlos Lasso, its manager, and listening to his points of view and experiences. According to the text, the objective is to deepen this form of solidarity towards the Caribbean island in a first stage from U.S. territory and then in a process of expansion to other countries. The Bolivian activists seek to strengthen their links with Bridges of Love, an international campaign that seeks to end the blockade against Cuba, which they described as genocidal policy. A delegation of some 30 Brazilian businessmen will travel to Havana to boost trade with Cuba and rebuild bilateral relations as the most recent step of the government of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Journalistic media assure that the four-day mission will take place before Lula's trip to Cuba, where he will meet with his Cuban counterpart Miguel Díaz-Canel and will participate in the meetings of the G77 in China on September 15 and 16. According to Jorge Viana, president of the Brazilian Agency for the Promotion of Exports and Investments, APEX, this rebuilding of relations created an opening for businessmen eager to strengthen business relations. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.